Most people think their voice is the problem. It's too soft. It's too high. It doesn't sound professional. But in almost every case I've seen, the voice isn't broken. The belief behind it is. Your voice is more than just the sounds made by your mouth. It's the manifestation of your story. It's you. And if your story carries doubt, insecurity, apology, or if your body and mind are stirred up and full of tension, people will know it. Because people don't just hear what you say, they hear where you're speaking from. And I don't mean the diaphragm. Our instincts as humans to read others are ancient. Words are relatively new in our evolution. Before language, we survived by reading posture, movement, tone, the subtle signs and gestures innate in all of us. And I wonder if that ever really changed. What stops most people from speaking powerfully isn't necessarily technical. More, it's internal, emotional. It's the belief that they're too much or not enough, that they'll be judged or dismissed, or like in ancient times, killed by their neighbours. So what do? We shrink. We filter. We soften everything we say. And then we wonder why our voice isn't landing with impact. Well, this isn't about having a broken voice. Here's the point. You don't need a new voice. You need permission to use the one you already have. When you stop trying to sound like someone else and instead focus on speaking from truth, your voice starts to shift. Not because you're performing confidence, but because you've stopped hiding. A confident voice doesn't start in the belly, larynx, or mouth. It starts with your own self-belief. If you're one of the self-conscious ones, next time you speak, try these things. 1. Forget your voice. Don't obsess over how you sound. Instead, put your attention on the person you're speaking to. Imagine they desperately need what you're about to say, like it will save their life, like your message holds the key to life and death itself. And then stand back and listen as they say,
"Do you want fries with that?"
2. Speak with purpose, not polish. Let the words come from clarity, not performance. Clarity of understanding, clarity of knowledge, clarity of the authority you possess in knowing what the you are talking about. Don't worry about sounding confident. Focus on meaning what you say. Connect to the curiosity that led you to learn about the subject in the first place. And 3, stand behind your message. If you don't believe it, understand it, or even give a shit about it, don't pretend. Practice. Rework it until you not only understand your words, but have articulated them many times before so you are ready for the awkward bits, the gaps in your knowledge, and the tricky long big words. Because conviction, authority, understanding is what gives your voice weight. And when you believe in your message, your voice will follow. And you're no longer pretending, performing, or paraphrasing. You got it locked in. Remember, your voice isn't something you fix, it's something you free. And freeing it doesn't start with tone or technique. It starts with changing how you see yourself. And the first step to achieve that is knowing who you are, what you are saying, and why you are saying it. When your voice aligns with your truth, you stop trying to be heard and start getting listened to more. It's actually quite simple, isn't it? That said, you can improve your voice and communicative ability. You can develop a clearer, more resonant, articulate pattern of speech. You can sound more confident, engage your audience, and even feel better about yourself as you do. How do we do that, Darren, you ask? Well,